We're back. This is Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In just a couple of minutes, I'm going to be introducing today's guest, Marty Oakley, who is the editor of something called PPJ Gazette up in Minnesota. That's an online internet newsletter that has a lot of very interesting conservatives involved with it. And I have joined that mailing list and have profited by what I have seen thus far. And I hope to engender dialogue both with Marty and with other people on that list in regard to the present state of the American conservative movement, where it is and where it should be. And one of the most valuable aspects, I think, of my initial acquaintance with her is that it has made her aware of American Free Press and the Republic Broadcasting Network and the fact that there is an entire sector out there of the American right represented by the journalists and broadcasters of these entities and their listeners and subscribers, which is not at all, for very obvious reasons, not at all the brand of thing that Fox News says is conservatism, as represented by the Rockefeller Republicanism of George W. Bush. That, to me, it seems, is a message that we should be pushing in the days ahead as America First conservatives, and that is the idea that, among many other things, this present situation with Iraq and with Iran is not America First foreign policy. It is a repudiation of the farewell address of George Washington. It is a repudiation of the ideology of the Founding Fathers. It is a repudiation of the constitutional heritage, it seems to me, of our country to be involved in ongoing military actions and interventionisms abroad that result in the deaths of untold numbers of people, that result in the expenditure of billions of dollars, in this case billions of borrowed dollars, and that result in a degradation and a removal of our domestic rights at home. You start talking about the USA Patriot Acts 1 and 2, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, the NSA surveillance operations that have been revealed in recent times by our news media. It's quite clear that all of these things point toward a restriction on the American people that is clearly ominous and that is clearly unconstitutional. Who's talking about this on Fox News? Nobody. Who's talking about this at Bill Kristol's Weekly Standard? Nobody. I saw Mr. Kristol last night, predictably on Fox News, perpetrating some of the same lies that he's been perpetrating for the last however many years as an asset of the Israeli intelligence community. He's still at it, of course, but the fact is that both at Republic Broadcasting Network and American Free Press and through some of these other independent outlets, some folks who are availing themselves of the Internet are finally starting to get at the bottom of the truth. Wanted to mention two other things before we introduce Marty. One is a new book that was mailed to me by an old college professor. I received it yesterday. Peter W. Galbraith's book, The End of Iraq, How American Incompetence Created a War Without End. This particular volume is a Simon & Schuster publication. Peter Galbraith, of course, was the first U.S. ambassador to Croatia, currently the senior diplomatic fellow at the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation, and a regular contributor to the New York Review of Books. In short, he's an establishment guy all the way. And yet, when you read what he has to say over the course of 260 pages in this book, The End of Iraq, How American Incompetence Created a War Without End, compare what he talks about here with what you heard last night for those of you who listened to the president's speech. I think you'll see that there is a total disconnect. One other book I want to mention that I have not yet obtained but will is from the American Free Press. I wanted to mention that volume just briefly and then introduce Marty when we come back. This is Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette up in Minnesota when we return.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is Mark Danhoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to be joined in just a second by Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette up in Minnesota. But I wanted to mention again that if you're looking for an interesting establishment book on Iraq, check out Peter W. Galbraith's The End of Iraq, How American Incompetence Created a War Without End. I just got this thing from an old professor who sent it to me in the mail yesterday. I hope to get it read over the weekend. And by the way, I'm somewhat behind on my usual news posts and my email responses because I have had a little bit of a touch to the respiratory flu here in the last 2 or 3 days, but I'm functioning, and I hope that by the weekend I'm out running around again and back at my completely compulsive schedule. But bear with me, those of you who have written me and have not received a real timely response, that will hopefully change by the weekend. Now, one other thing I wanted to mention is that in the current American Free Press, the January 1st and 8th edition, there are a couple of things that I think are worth your time. Chris Petherick is talking about a special book that the American Free Press has entitled The CIA in Iran, The 1953 Coup and the Roots of the U.S.-Iran Divide. American Free Press has produced this book in conjunction with elements of Mossadegh's National Front in Iran. And it goes into a lot of detail about what happened there. I'm going to be interested to read that book in conjunction with a comparison with Stephen Kinzer's book, All the Shah's Men, which I have already read. And I think we will profit by getting copies of this book at American Free Press. Again, it's entitled The CIA in Iran, the 1953 Coup and the Roots of the U.S.-Iran Divide. I suspect that you'll never look at this present situation with Iran and with the Middle East again after taking a look at that volume. The Tehran Conference, or the Iran Conference, that took place recently, dealing with the so-called Holocaust and other issues, received one spin in the mainstream press. The American Free Press has an 8-page, or actually I think it's even longer than that, 8 or 9 or 10-page supplement, dealing with what really took place at that conference, what was really said, and talking about all of the folks who spoke at that conference who were not mentioned in the corporately controlled news media. And if you get a chance, get a hold of that report from the American Free Press, an on-the-scene report about what really happened in Iran. And again, it's not only important for understanding Iran and the Middle East, but it will give you a slant on what goes on with corporate media, I think. The more you read these kinds of sources and see the contrast that they provide with a path that is regularly put forth by CNN and Fox News and the Weekly Standard and the New York Times, you will see the extent to which there is a mind control game going on, not simply related to Iran and the Middle East, but in so many different areas of our lives, whether we're talking about the economy or illegal immigration or homeschooling or whatever it happens to be. Quite clearly, there are certain establishment outlets in this country that have the same spin on all of these things. And when we find our way to legitimate alternative sources of information, we discover that it's an absolutely revolutionary experience. Marty Oakley, how are you up in Minnesota?
Cold.
Yes, I have not been in Minnesota in quite a number of years. I used to travel from Seattle to Minnesota back in the days when I was on the board of directors of a National Lutheran Synod, and I used to come back to Minneapolis in the wintertime for these meetings where I love the people of Minnesota. I think it's a great state, but I don't vote for the weather, much as I don't vote for the weather that I experienced in Cook County, Chicago, in all the years that I was in graduate school up there. But I've had brought you on the show for a couple of, I think, very good reasons. One is to learn a little bit more about you and a little bit more about PPJ Gazette and how you got involved in all of this. Go ahead.
Well, I had started here about 3 years ago writing letters to the editor of the St. Cloud Times over things that just absolutely infuriated me. And, of course, they were limited to 300 words, hard for me. But I did it nonetheless, and every time I would write, they have a chat line that goes along with that opinion page, so you could select a title, you know, if you wanted to comment. Every time I wrote, it would just explode. And one of the probably more explosive things I wrote was let's legislate men's bodies. And this was when the big argument about whether or not women could be legislated into submission. I just don't care for that kind of thing, being a woman, and what they could do reproductively and so on. Morally, I have a stand on that issue on one side, but in philosophy on the other side, I find that atrocious to think that we'd be doing that. So I wrote a letter and suggested that we instead legislate men's bodies because, after all, they basically were the ones promoting and profiting from things like pornography and so on. And the line went absolutely crazy. Just the suggestion that we do this to men was just unacceptable. And I had written subsequent letters. Finally, the managing editor called me, and then the editorial page manager called me and kept asking me to join the Times Writers Group. And that was my first foray into actually putting out a column every month. I have done this now for about a year and a half, and I'm always amazed at what I get from people in the form of email. Every column generates a ton of email. Off of that chat line, the companion to the paper was a group of individuals that seemed to think more like I did. and they began referring to us on the chat line as loopy liberals. So we thought that was kind of funny, took the name, and got together as a group. And when I realized who comprised this group, where people were coming from, these weren't McDonald's workers. These were people obviously with education, people that had past experience in politics, you know. I decided that that was too much of a resource to pass up. And so I started trying to coalesce this into something else, maybe a moving force in the community. At one point, I think I told you, it looked like it was going to be more of a social gathering. So I revived a newsletter I had initially started, and that became the PPJ, which is now in 7 states and in a few foreign countries. From people like locally that are studying overseas or whatever. And that's how it all came about.
Well,
I have go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I have no experience in writing. People have commented how the PPJ, you know, seems to get a little better with the each edition. I was also a novice with the computer. I had no experience with that either, never thought I would be interested in one. Until I got on the internet the first time and realized that it was like having a world's library sitting in my house, which was right up my alley. And so it's just progressed from there. Every month I get an average, I would say, of around 30 to 50 new subscribers from all over the place. I'm amazed at where it actually ends up.
Yes, and you know what's really interesting, of course, you and I have talked a little bit about the fact that in my particular case, I am a pro-life Christian, and so we may have a different take on the abortion issue, but of course that's not the reason why I've got you on the show. What I find to be interesting about your situation is the extent to which you are telling me that in your work with PPJ that there has been, in your judgment, something of a lapse in these traditional definitions of liberal and conservative. You know, I found years ago, going back to when I was a district chairman in the Republican Party in King County, Seattle, I was appointed to be the 36th legislative district chairman. For those who know King County, Seattle, and who know Washington State politics, that is the largest legislative district in Washington State. And I had something like, I'm going to say, 190 precinct committee officers under me, in this case in the Republican Party. I was the compromise candidate in those days between the Bush and Robertson wings of the Republican Party, who were at war with one another in Washington State after Robertson won the 1988 Super Tuesday caucus up there. But to make a long story short, over the years, doing that kind of political activism on the Republican right, I began to sense that something was wrong. It was seen to me that year after year, I would vote for Republican candidates ranging from Reagan to Jack Kemp and so forth and so on. And every few years, the same people would be trotted out who said that the Republican Party was committed to a stronger America and less government and moral renaissance and all these other things. And, of course, discovering through time as a slow learner that I was past my 40th birthday before I truly figured out what an absolute fraud all of this was and is. But the long and the short of it is that the Democratic Party, of course, is similarly corrupt in my judgment. And it's been my experience as a so-called America First, old right paleo-conservative, that the real dividing lines in the American political scene today are not these false divisions of liberal and conservative, as that is defined by Fox News and the New York Times, but I have discovered that the real divides are between populism on the one hand and elitism on the other. And nationalism on the one hand, and internationalism or globalism on the other. And when we come back, I want to take up that theme with you a little bit, Marty. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette in Minnesota.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette up in Minnesota. Marty, before the break, I was thinking about a couple of things. I don't know if I'm suggesting this facetiously or seriously, but you made some reference to the pornography industry. If you go to Breaking All the Rules News, the news service that I helped to post for, and I know you've seen it. If
right.
you look at under FYI from BATR, that's on the left-hand column, you'll mm-hmm. see a listing there for Jews in the American pornography industry, Nathan Abrams' article in the Jewish Quarterly in the United Kingdom. I guarantee you, if you look at that article and write something about the American pornography industry based upon what Nathan Abrams reveals in that post, which we have reposted at BATR, you'll really shake some apples out of the tree up there. I don't know. I don't know if that's something you want to touch or not, but I hold that out to the readers, because that is a very important aspect of the pornography industry in the United States, and the mainstream press won't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Well, and that's one thing I found out, too, about writing for a newspaper. I learned very quickly there are certain things that are taboo. They won't let me write about. They won't come out. They'll just send the article back and say, could you find something else? I've learned to accept that as a signal that we're not going to print this when you need to do something less. And that, again, was why I started my own. I thought this stuff needs to get out, so I definitely will be looking into that. Before we went to break, you were talking about these divisive issues and whether or not you thought you were a Democrat or Republican. And as I told you previously, I have always voted Democratic. By standards up here, I'm just a flaming liberal, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. But it's a fallacy. It's an illusion. And you spoke about these non-issues being trotted out routinely, you know, to fire people up and get them going. They are issues that have nothing to do with national security, nothing to do with the state of our nation, nothing to do with our laws, our Congress, anything. They are simply meant to divide us, to divert us. And
yes.
The best example I can give you of that is the abortion issue, which I hate to even mention. We've had, 6 years now of Republican control of everything. It just did change. And all of the people said, we're screaming, we want abortion rights struck down. We want them struck down. And when the Republicans, and it was Clinton who stopped it. And that's why we did. Well, you've had 6 years, and you see nothing's happened. And I have come to asking people, are you pro-life or just pro-birth? And on the one hand, they complain about this issue. And on the other hand, they complain if someone has a child out of wedlock, it may end up on welfare. So either way, they're not happy. The point is, it's not an issue. It's a community issue. It may be a moral issue. It may be a number of things, but it is not an issue that affects the status of our sovereignty as a country. And
well, when I think...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, these are the things that people need to put aside, and I don't mean ignore or change your beliefs or your stand on, but in the scheme of things, they're really not pertinent, and it keeps you from getting on to other things that are of importance.
Well, I think, certainly that's a debatable issue, but my own take on the abortion thing is this, that while I am a pro-life Christian and pro-life personally, a 100% no exceptions basis on that. Aside from that, for a moment, it seems to me that when you look at the abortion issue from a slightly different angle, there is clearly a diversionary tactic that is being undertaken on this by both the Republicans and the Democrats. In the first place, most Republicans who subscribe to Dobson and Pat Robertson and Falwell and some of these other leading lights in the establishment Christian right conveniently forget the number of Republican justices who were involved in the Roe versus Wade decision on the majority side, Harry Blackmun being the most obvious. The other thing is, as Howard Phillips of the Conservative Caucus has pointed out many, many times, here we are in the last 6 years up to now of complete Republican rule, both in the executive and legislative branches of the federal government, and yet Republican approved subsidies for the abortion industry have continued unabated. That's something that, of course, is never conveniently mentioned by these religious right activists who have basically, in my view, been co-opted by the Bush wing of the Republican Party. But be that as it may, when we look, it seems to me, at the issues of the day, where there is this coalescence between thinking left and right on issues of war and draft, on the issue of a domestic surveillance state, on the issue of a downturn in the economy and the manipulation of our lives, this is where I want to take this conversation when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette up in Minnesota. And before the next hour and a half is up, we will give you contact information on how you can subscribe to her PPJ Gazette online if that proves to be in your interest. It's one of the many things I consult on an ongoing basis, because there's always a piece of information out there somewhere that I haven't seen, and I discover each time a new source comes my way that there's a different angle or a different bit of data or a different spin on something that I need to be aware of, whether I agree with it or not. And certainly the PPJ Gazette is one of those items that has some very, very interesting people connected with it. Marty, before the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, at least what I think are the real fault lines in American politics. getting away from the establishment types of political debates that you'll see in the New York Times and the Washington Post and Fox News and all these other things. It seems to me that the real divide is between populists on the one hand and elitists on the other, or between those of us who are truly nationalists and those who are internationalists or globalists at the other end of the spectrum. And when I look at a series of, say, five or six political issues that I think are the most compelling of the day, I'd like to talk about some of these with you to get your own perception on these things and what you're hearing from your own constituency up there in Minnesota about what they think is wrong. Let's take the one I've been talking about in the first hour of this show, and of course that's the speech of President Bush last night and the apparent committal of another 20,000 troops, American troops, to this situation in Iraq. And of course what seems to be, as far as a series of signs that I was discussing at the beginning of the show, that point toward an eventual involvement of the United States and Britain, potentially Israel, in a war with Iran. All of this seems to dovetail with what I think is ultimately going to be the reimposition of military conscription in this country at some point, when the vast character of what is being planned, in my view, actually comes to the fore. Do you think that that's a big issue with a lot of the folks that that you talk to up there in Minnesota?
Oh, it sure is. And I noticed in that last speech last night was the first time I have ever actually sat still and watched George Bush, the man. I just really am repulsed by him. He's a consummate liar. He's not a pathological liar. This man just simply enjoys lying. And even when he's trying to be serious, there's telling things that let you know that even he knows he's lying to you. I was surprised at his obvious mention of Iran and Syria. On October 21st, the Eisenhower, one of our warships, pulled into the Gulf, the Persian Gulf, and it's loaded with bunker busters. And they have been conducting so-called exercises in the Gulf, in international waters, 20 miles out, to let Iran know that they are there. And in the interim, now, Israel, we find out, has 200 to 300 nuclear weapons. And they are doing practice runs, practicing targeting Iranian nuclear sites. I have known about this for 4 years through different things that I read, that the actual plan was to take over the Mideast. And it's no secret that Bush, of course, is in bed deeply with the bin Ladens, the Saudis, and Egypt. And basically, what we're after there is the oil. And people keep saying, when will the war end? Well, it'll end when they get those production sharing agreements cemented. And then it's actually not going to end, because then we are going to go after Iran. And they are looking for an excuse. And last night was a speech to prep the public to start putting it in your mind that war with Iran is coming. And this seems to be a constant method of operation. They start just dropping little hints here and there, desensitizing you to the idea, so that when it actually does happen, everybody goes, oh, yeah, I knew that was coming. And I look at this administration. You talk about these people like Pat Robertson, who I personally think somebody should take a lunacy warrant for. You look at people like Jerry Falwell, Dobson. These people are part and parcel of the same bunch that is bent on destroying this country. They're bent on, their desire is to set up a military state, and you are absolutely right. It will get down to a very definite separation between those who have and those who don't. And we're going to, most of us, be in the second category of those who don't, and we'll have no rights left. I noticed one of your commercials on the interim was about gun control, and I have been working on that here recently and pulling up all the legislation I could find, and there is going to be a massive effort to confiscate guns in this country. That also is written into Patriot Act 1 and the Security Enhancement Act 2. Then along comes the Military Commissions Act, which is nothing more than a pardon in advance for Bush and all his operatives, so that they can't be sued or tried or anything else. You thought it was about detainee treatment, but when you actually read the bill, that was nothing. And then the NSA surveillance, he'd been doing that. That had been going on since the Clinton administration. Bush took it to a new height. There again, we make retroactively legal something that, according to our Constitution, is illegal. And then you move right up along to the John Warner Defense Authorization Act that they just passed in 2006. And I have found that when I'm researching a bill, when the enacting clause has a statement in it, "and for other purposes," that's a big flag that there is something buried in that bill or several somethings that have absolutely nothing to do with it. And in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act was Section 104.2. And that section allows the president at his discretion, anytime he perceives a national emergency, to declare one. And speaking to people about this, they'll say things to me like, well, the president should be able to do that. Not at his sole discretion. No, he shouldn't. That's not his power. That's Congress. And, well, you know, he has to protect us. Well, what this goes on to say is that for protesting, for dissenting, for simply speaking out against the powers that be, you can be declared a domestic enemy combatant. You can have your citizenship stripped. The president can declare a national emergency in your state. And if your state refuses to cooperate, then they have been deemed to fail. He can conscript your law enforcement, your National Guard, and use them against you. And the first order of business, should this happen, is the confiscation of all guns. And this means even if they go house to house, searching your house, looking for weapons. And someone, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, someone said to me, well, what difference would that make? Because, you know, look at the weapons the government has. You know, they got tanks and bazookas, and they got this and that, so what would our gun? And so that's just stupid. And I just want to sometimes smack people. The point is they don't want the fight. They don't want the fight. They want to do this in a roundabout manner and make you think it was for your own good. You know, we have to be afraid of those terrorists. And it just infuriates me that people can't see beyond this. I had another interview the other night and the gentleman I was talking to said to me, he said, why do you think they want to do this? And I said, the Second Amendment to our Constitution, the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. I said, is such a standard bearer for defining us as a free nation. So the intent is not really whether or not you have a gun in your possession, but that you have the right to have one if you should choose to. If they take this away from us psychologically, and believe me, psychological warfare is at work here. If they take away this amendment, to many people, and I would say most people, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, we just lost our freedom. And once we do that, we become submissive. And once we become submissive, all of these behind-the-scenes plans and programs and everything else will absolutely jump out to the front. I defend the Second Amendment. I have never owned a gun. I have never hunted. But because it is such a standard for who we are as a nation, it defines who we are as a nation, that we are free, or we're supposed to be. And so it's very important that this amendment is taken away from us, because it will just buckle the country. I don't know
yes.
if that makes sense to you, but
absolutely it does. And I again see it as a part and parcel of these larger issues. Now, you know, certainly it's clear to me that you have a good, in my view, a good and basic grasp of what has been behind this war. And the fact that we have, in terms of the Project for a New American Century, which has been mentioned on this show many times, a foundational proof that certain key players in the Bush administration, who in turn have links with the Israeli lobby in the United States, were desirous of creating an ideological and pragmatic platform for a takeover of the Middle East, arguably in the interests of both Israel as well as international oil and natural gas consortiums. And getting back to this document that ex-Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu apparently played a major role in creating, entitled A Clean Break, Securing the Realm, that position paper coming out under the auspices of the Project for a New American Century. You know, this goes back over a decade ago. And for those, of course, who have researched this and who have looked into it at much greater length and depth than I have, they have insisted, I think, very effectively that this is ultimately what is behind the American assumption of the old British imperialist policies of the 19th and 20th century in the Middle East and in Palestine. Well, you know, there are so many different angles that we could take this conversation, but it seems to me that when you look at that kind of an imperial outreach on the part of the United States, which is completely contrary to our constitutional republic and our constitutional heritage, when you look at the complete acquiescence of the United States Congress in this because of the corporate, and I would argue Israeli, financial interests that have bankrolled so many of these people that have run for political office in both of the major parties. And then when you look at the way in which certain key figures, for example, in the establishment Christian right in the U.S., have apparently been co-opted, as near as I can tell, co-opted to serve these interests by providing, as it were, a very phony, dangerous, theocratic enshroudment and endorsement of these policies. We have before us, I think, a combination of a couple of dangerous factors and forces in all of this. One, of course, as you have pointed out, is that what seems to be up to now to be the, by and large, the overwhelming passivity of the American public to what has been happening. Maybe that's about to change with these new movements toward war in the Middle East. I don't know. But it amazes me that there is this kind of passivity on the part of a large segment of the American population, given the fact that whether we're talking about this war in Iraq or the apparent impending expansion of this war into Iran, the decimation of the manufacturing sector of our own economy, the stripping away of our constitutional and political and civil rights with some of these pieces of legislation that you cite, how close do you think we are to being a full-blown police state, and do you hold out any hope that the passivity of the American public, which both you and I and others like us have been fighting, is ever going to be altered?
I tell you, I've been watching this legislation that's been being passed. I call it stealth attacks because these provisions like Section 104.2 in this authorization, defense authorization, these things are slipped into bills or they're slipped into omnibus spending, which I think should be stopped. I think every bill out there should, in Minnesota we have a one-issue rule, meaning a bill cannot contain a reference to anything else other than what its title says. You can't add anything to it. You can't amend it to include something non-related. It's one issue only. And that has served the state well to a great degree. And we need to do that in the federal government. One of the things we were talking about, this false partition between right and left and so on, that they keep predicating everything on, well, you're either a liberal or you're a conservative. My suggestion to people always when I'm talking, and I talk a lot, is put that aside. Look at the issue from how is this going to affect your constitutional rights? How is this going to affect the country and our sovereignty? Find out what you can about it, and if you come to the conclusion that you think this was a good idea, good for you. And if you don't, then you need to figure out what you can do about it. But all of these things coming up this next year or this year for reauthorization is that fast-track program that was instituted during the Nixon administration that allows the president to conduct business agreements with other entities without any congressional oversight. And this is how the Security and Prosperity Partnership is being conducted, how he's legally able to get away with this.
heading toward the so-called North American Union.
Yes, and you brought up the project for the New American Century. We're in there. Dick Cheney says that in order to facilitate the coming changes to the government that they want to make and to our constitutional rights, he doesn't speak of that directly, but he implies it, that, you know, how people perceive their freedom, that we needed a new Pearl Harbor. We needed something that would make people get behind the president and accept these changes. Well, bingo, along comes 9-1-1. And, you know, I was so appalled when I think everyone was, everyone cried to see this happen. But when in the aftershock, what hits you is, how did people get on our airplanes with box cutters and take over our airplanes? And nobody thought this was odd, that someone was carrying a box cutter, if this, in fact, is what happened. Going past that to Robert Pastor's book, Toward a North American Community.
Marty, hold that thought, and we'll be right back to it. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Marty Oakley at PPJ Gazette up in Minnesota when we return. You can call in at 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com. We'll be right back.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette up in Minnesota. Wanted to warn Marty and warn our listeners that we'll have a series of frequent commercial breaks in the next 10 minutes or so, and then there will be a longer period of time for more extended conversation again. You can support the Republic Broadcasting Network by contacting us online at rbnlive.com or calling in at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Send your gifts, we would ask you, according to your means and according to your leading, in order that we might continue this end run that we're trying to engage in around corporate-controlled news media to bring the issues that really matter to you and to your family members. By the same token, you can have new RBN T-shirts by contacting us at rbnlive.com or at notyranny.com or calling us again at 1-800-724-2719. Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, can be yours for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by contacting the Republic Broadcasting Network again at rbnlive.com and the World Wide Web, giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. We also have our call-in number, of course, if you desire to call in today with a question or a comment, and that's at 1-800-313-9443. Marty, we're going to be interrupted a few times in the next 10 minutes or so by some fairly frequent commercial breaks, but getting back to what you were talking about before the last break, this whole business of Robert Pastor, this individual up at the American University in Washington, D.C., who has been a key player with the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission in the promotion of this so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership for North America that includes a North American Union that, as near as anyone can tell, would actually end the United States as a nation state as we have known it, where you would have a so-called free trade zone that would involve essentially an increasing merger between South America, Central America, Mexico, the United States, and Canada, and that the American dollar at some point would be replaced by a universal currency in this region, the Amero, yes, just like the Euro for the European Union. And Pastor's statements that you cited just before the beginning of the break in regard to the fact that the American people, much as Cheney had said in this project for a new American century, that it might take a Pearl Harbor-type incident to support the larger agenda of the project for a new American century in regard to forays into the Middle East. Now you have Robert Pastor saying that, in effect, another 9/11-type incident might be the very thing that precipitates a full-blown acquiescence in and acceptance of this North American Union. Do you think that presages another 9/11 incident? When we come back...
Of course.
Yes. When we come back, I want you to discuss that. And maybe this relates to what's going on with Iran. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette in Minnesota when we return. Stay tuned.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.